We're going to start on the last line of Daf Yud Ches Omud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah, Hoysa, Ksuba, Besam, Ubesikro, Ubekumus, Ubekankantum, Alanyor, Valadiftero, Lo Yotza. The Gemara is now going to discuss what these things are. Says the Gemara, Sam is called in Aramaic Sama, which is a gold, yellowish type of color. Sikro, Omar Rabba Bar Barchono, Sikro, So Shmo. It's a reddish type of color. Koimois is called in Aramaic koimo, which is the sap of trees that gets mixed with water and is used for writing. Kankantoim is charto de ushpachi. It's black, but it's a type of black used by shoemakers to paint shoes. Diftera is a type of parchment de moliach that they salted it. Vekomiach, and they left it in flour and water. Vloy apit, and it has not been processed with afotzim. Nior is called in Aramaic mochoko. It's a type of leather made of grasses that are ground and bound together. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that a Megillah is only kosher atra tahik suva ashuris. It has to be written in ashuris. Says the Gemara that the source for that is dechsiv liyos oisim es shnei ayomim o'ela kichsavam v'chizmanom, that the Megillah has to be written kichsavam of Yisrael, and that's ksav ashuris. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that a Megillah is only kosher if it's written al ha-sefer ubidyoy, if it's written on parchment with kosher ink. Asks the Gemara minolon, what's the source of this? Says the Gemara, asya ksiva ksiva. It's learnt out from Gzeirah Shova. Ksiva ksiva. Ksiv hocha, it says here in the Megillah, v'tichtoiv Esther amalko, etc. lekayim esigeres apurim. Uksiv hosom, and it says in Yirmiah, regarding writing Megillas Eicho, v'yoymer lohem boruch, mipiv yikro elai, is kol advorim ha'ele, v'ani koisiv al ha-sefer, bidyoy. And in the same way as the word ksiva, mentioned in Yirmiah, it says explicitly it's al ha-sefer bidyoy, so too the ksiva of Megillas Esther has to be al ha-sefer bidyoy. Says the Mishnah, Ben Ir, somebody who comes from a city who did not have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore the day they're supposed to read the Megillah is the 14th of Adar. Shaholach Lekrach, he went to a place that was Mukuf Chaima, whose Purim is practiced on the 15th of Adar. Uben Krach, or somebody who went from a Mukuf Chaima, Shaholach Leir, he went into a Prozim where there was no wall. The halacha is, Im Osid Lachzor Limukaimoi. If he's planning to go back to the place he came from, then he has to read the Megillah as he would have had he stayed in his original place. If he's not planning on going back, he reads together with the people in the place that he's arrived to. And now the Mishnah discusses another halacha. From what point in the Megillah can a person start reading and he'll still be yotze even though he did not read right from the beginning? Reb Meir says kula, he has to read the whole Megillah from beginning to end. Reb Yehuda Omer, me ish Yehudi hoyo b'shushan abira u'shmoy Mordechai. Reb Yosi Omer, me achar advorim o'ele gidel amelech ha-chashverish es homon. Says the Gemara, Omar Rova, lo yishonu, when did the Mishnah say that a ben krach, sheholach li'ir, and is planning to go back to his krach, he reads on Tezvov and not on Yudalit. Elo she'osid la'azer b'leile arba'osar. Only if he's planning to go back before daybreak of the 14th of Adar. Since he's planning on leaving the Prozim before it becomes day of the 14th, he's not called a Poruz, and therefore he's not mechuyev to read the Megillah on the 14th. Aval ein osid la'azer b'leile arba'osar. If he's planning to stay in the ear beyond Alois HaShachar of the 14th, he's called a Poruz, and Kire Imoen, he has to read with them on the 14th, in the evening and in the day. Even though, sometime later in the day, he's going to go back to his Krach. And it seems that Rashi holds that the same is true if a Ben Ir went to a Krach, that if this Ben Ir is planning to leave the Krach before the day of the 15th of Adar, then he retains his din of a Ben Ir, and even though he's presently in the Krach, he has to lay in the Megillah in the night of the 14th and the day of the 14th. Omar Rava, Minoa Minela. What's the Makir that if a person goes just for Purim to another place, that he adopts the halachas of that place?
Tichsiv al kein ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Yoshvim ba-Ori ha-Prozois oisim es-Yoyim ha-Rbo'os ha-Lochidish ha-Dor osim chomish tov yom tov v'mishleach monis ish l'Rei'u. Mech tichsiv ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim, since it already says at the beginning of the Pasuk ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim, lomali le-Michtav ha-Yoshvim ba-Ori ha-Prozois, why does the Pasuk have to repeat ha-Yoshvim ba-Ori ha-Prozois? You just said ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim. Ha-Komash malon, de-Poruz ben-Yoymoy nikre-Poruz. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that if somebody is a poruz, he's in a town that did not have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, even if he's there just for the day, he's called a poruz, and he reads the Megillah on the 14th. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon, you found the posuk poruz to tell us that poruz ben yoimoy nikra poruz. Mukuf minolon, where do you know that if somebody's in a mukuf choymo just for the day, that he's mechuyev to read on the 15th? Answers the Gemara, Svaruhu. It's common sense, it's logical. Mida poruz ben yoimoy kori poruz, mukuf ben yoimoy kori mukuf. There's no reason we should differentiate between the prozim and the mukofin in this detail. Now the Gemara is going to discuss a ben kfar, where the halacha is that he's makdimin liyema knisa, who went to an ir where everybody reads on the 14th. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava ben kfar shaholach liir. Bein kach u bein kach, irrespective of whether he's planning to leave the ir during the night of the 14th, or if he's going to stay there till after daybreak of the 14th, kire imoen, he has the halachas of an ir, and he reads on the night of the 14th and the day of the 14th. My tama, why does he have to read again? He was makdim liyei meknisa. He already read on Yud Aleph, or Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel, and just because he's in an ir on the onset of the night of Purim, why should he be mechuyev with the Megillah on the 14th? Says the Gemara, Hai kibnei ha'ir boya lemikri. The kforim are all not mukofin schoimoy. They all have a din of prozim, and the yoshvei prozim have to read on the 14th. Just rabbonon hu da'akilu ala kforim. The rabbonon made a special kula on those who live in the villages that we allow them to read in the yom haknisa kedei sheisapku ma'im u'mozin lachem shebekrochim, in order that they should be available on the 14th to bring the food from the villages into the bigger cities. Hanumili ki isye beduchte. That's true only when he's in the kfar at the beginning of Purim, that the Chachamim said you don't need to read the Megillah on the 14th. Aval ki asye beir, if he's in an ir, kibnei ir, boy lemikre. He's mechuyev to read like all the other bnei ha'ir on the 14th, even though he's already read on the Yom HaKnisa. Eisvei, Abaye. Abaye now asked a kashon rova from a braisa. We saw in the braisa that ben krach shaholach le'ir, bein kach u bein kach k'ira k'mekoymoy. Irrespective of whether he's planning to stay in the ir in the day of the 14th, he has to read on the 15th. That's what it says in the braisa. Now the Gemara says, ben krach solka daitach. Can it be that the braisa means a ben krach? It can't really be, because be'im osid lazer talya milza. We learnt b'mefurush in our Mishnah that it depends on where he's planning to be on the day of the 14th. And only if he's planning to leave the ir before the end of the night of the 14th, he has the din of a ben krach and he reads on the 15th. But if he's planning to be in an ir sometime after daybreak of the 14th, then k'ira imoin on the 14th. Elolav, it must be that we have to change the girsa in the braisa, and the braisa means ben kfar sheholach le'ir. And regarding a ben kfar sheholach le'ir, the braisa says ben kach u ben kach k'ira k'mekoymoy, and k'mekoymoy means the yom haknisa. So you see here mefurush that the ben kfar who's read on the yom haknisa does not need to read on yud dalet bichlal, and this is contrary to what Rava said. So Rava says v'lav terutzei metartzas. In the same way as you change the nusach of the braisa from ben krach to ben kfar, you can change the nusach from k'ira k'mekoymoy toni k'ira imoin. Change it to k'ira imoin that he has to read on the 14th, which is exactly what Rava said. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Meheichon k'ira odom es ha-megillah v'goymer. There was a machlekes, three mandamrim, from where one has to start reading the Megillah in order to be Yotza. Tanya, we learned a fourth mandoma in a braisa. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, mi balaylo ahu nodu doshnas hamelech. And now the Gemara is going to discuss why each mandoma said what he said and didn't hold of the other tanoim. Omer Reb Yochanan, v'kulon Mikra Echod Dorshu. All the Mandomrim, they all learnt it from the same Pasuk. It says in the Megillah, Batichtoiv Esther Hamalko Bas Avichayil Umordechai HaYehudi Es Kol Toikef Lekayim Es Sigeres HaPurim Hazois HaShenis. So you see that from the entire Megillah that was written by Mordechai and Esther incorporated a section called the Toikef, which is the Ikka part of the Ness. The Machlekes Tanoim was, which part of the Ness was the Toikef HaNess? Was the Toikef HaMegillah. Manda Omar Kula, Reb Meir, who says you have to read the entire Megillah, Toikef Shel Achashverosh. That Toikef means the strength and the Melucha of Achashverosh, and therefore you have to start reading the Megillah right from the beginning all the way till the end. Manda Omar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Me'ish Yehudi, Hoyo B'Shushan Abira Oshmoy Mordechai Ben Yoir Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yemini, he understood Toikef Shel Mordechai, that you have to read the Toikef, the Ikka, strength of Mordechai, and that started from Ish Yehudi. Uman Omar, and according to Rabbi Yosi, who says Me'achar Advarim Hoile Gidal Amelech Achashverosh Es Haman Ben Amdoso Haagogi Vayenaseihu Vayosem Es Kisoi Me'al Kol Asorim Ashitoi. He understood it's Toikfei Shel Haman, that you have to read the Ikka strength of Haman, and that started with this pasuk. Uman Omar, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says you have to read Mibalaylo Ahu Nodudosh Nas Amelech. He understood it's Toikfei Shel Nes, and the Ikka Nes started from the Lailo Ahu, not Dosh Nasa Melech. That's how Rabbi Yochanan explains the Machlekes Tanoim. Rav Huna Omar. Rav Huna brings a different source to the Machlekes amongst the Tanoim. Mehocha, he says it was learned from the Pasuk, that says in Esther, Al Kain Koru Layomim Oile Purim, Al Shem HaPur, Al Kain, Al Kol Divri Aigeres Hazois, Umo Ro'u Al Kocho, Umo Higia Aleim. So you see that the main purpose of documenting as Divri HaYigeres HaZois was in order to remember Mo Ro'u, what caused the whole story, and also Ma Higia Aleim, what was consequent of what happened. And that's going to be the Machlekes Tanoim. Manda Omar, according to Reb Meir Kula, who says you have to read the whole Megillah, he understood it means Ma Ro'u Achashverosh Shenishtamish Bekelim Shel Beis HaMikdash. What made Achashverosh use those Kelim? Al Kocha. The reason that he did it was Mishum Dechishev Shivim Shonin, V'loi Ifruk, because he worked out mistakenly that the 70 years from the Churban Abayis were over, and therefore he assumed there would be no more Beis HaMikdash. Umohi Gia Alem, and what happened consequent to Achashverosh using those Kelim? Dekot al Vashti, he killed Vashti. And all this happened during that Suda. And that's why, according to Reb Meir, you have to start reading the Megillah from the beginning. Uman de Omar, according to Reb Yehuda, who says you have to start reading Me'ish Yehudi, he understood as follows. Ma ro Mordechai. The Ma ro in the Pasuk is going on Mordechai de Ikane Bahamon, that he aggravated Haman. The reason was Al Kocha, because of the following. The Shavi Nafshe Avodazara. Haman made himself into an Avodazara. He wasn't stam aggravating Haman. He was doing it because Haman made himself into an Avodazara. Umoi Gialim, what was consequent to that? Disrachish Nisa. They were deserving of a Ness. The Pshleim Al-Kabbat explains that this was a kapora for the fact that they were Hishtacha Veletzelem in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, which the Gemara in Dafyud Beis Amud Aleph says was one of the reasons that Klal Yisrael were almost destroyed by Haman. Uman de Omar me achar advarim oile. Rabbi Yosi, who says that the chiyuv to read the Megillah is from achar advarim oile, gidal amelech achashverosh es Haman ben Amdoso Agogi. He explains that ma ro'o is referring to Haman sheniskani b'kol ha'yehudim. That the discussion is why was Haman so jealous and arrogant against the Yehudim? Al kocho, the reason was mishum de Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave, because Mordechai wasn't bowing down to him. Umo higia elem, what was consequent to the fact that Haman wanted to destroy the whole of Klal Yisrael? V'solu oisev ezbonov alo eitz. He was hung. And therefore, you have to start reading the Megillah from achar advarim o'ele, gidel amelech achashverosh es Haman. Uman de Omar, according to Shimon ben Yochai, who holds that you have to start reading the Megillah mibalaylo ahu nodudosh nas amelech, ma ro achashverosh. Why did Achashverosh see it appropriate in the middle of the night to say to his men, lehovi es seifa zichroinis? The answer is al kocha, because he was thinking to himself, dezimante Esther lehomon ba'adei, that the reason that Esther invited Haman to join the Suda might be that they are planning or plotting to kill him.
And the reason that his friends, those who should be loyal to him, are not telling him about it is because maybe he wasn't appropriately rewarding those that helped the Malchus. And that's why he took out the Sefer Zechronos to see if he had a cheshbon with anybody. What came out of reading from the Sefer Zechronos, this Rachish Nisa, that when Haman came in, Achashverosh asked him, what should I do to the person who I want to return a favor to? And the whole story from there that caused Haman to come home to his own home, Evel v'chafui roish, and then they rushed him to the sud of Esther, and there he fell on the bed of Esther, and Achashverosh got annoyed, etc., etc., till the end of the story, tachlis was that Haman got hung. Now the Gemara finishes the sugya, Omer b'chelboi, Omer b'choma barguri, Omer rav, halacha k'divrei ha'imer, Kulod. Halacha is like Reb Meir, who says that we have to read the Megillah from beginning to end. Even according to Reb Yehuda, who says that it's enough to read Me'ish Yehudi, the whole Megillah has to be written. Reb Yehuda holds that in the event that the whole Megillah is written in order, on parchment, the way it's supposed to be, if the person reading the Megillah only started from Ish Yehudi, he was Yoitza. And now the Gemara is discussing the way that the Yerios, the pieces of parchment on which the Megillah were written, how they were sewn together. V'omer b'chal b'omer b'choma b'arguri omarav. Megillah nikras, sefer. Megillah's Esther is referred to as a sefer, as it says in the Pasuk, u'ma'amar Mordechai ki'im divrei apurim o'ile v'nichtov b'sefer. V'nikras igeres, the Megillah is also called an igeres, a type of letter, as it says, al kol divrei ho'igeres azois. So you see that on the one hand, the Megillah has the same halachas as a Sefer Torah. On the other hand, it has some leniences since it's called an Igeres. So the Gemara explains, Nikra Sefer, She'im Tfaro B'chutei Pishton Psula. It's compared to a Sefer Torah in as much as that the Tfirois, that the stitches were done with strings of flax, that it's possible, like a Sefer Torah. V'nikra Igeres, She'im Hitil Bo Shloisha Chutei Gidim Kshira. Even though the stitches holding together the pieces of parchment in a Sefer Torah have to be from the top till the bottom, with 6 or 12 or numerous stitches, with a Megillah, as long as there are 3 stitches in between each piece of parchment, it's kosher. Adds the Gemara Omer of Nachman, Ubilvad Sheyu Meshuloshim, that the 3 stitches, the 3 points where the needle penetrated the parchment, have to be at an equal distance from each other. And the distance between the top of the parchment and the bottom of the parchment and the first and last hole has to be equal to the distance between the 3 holes. And now the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if Megillas Esther was written on the same parchment as other Kisvei HaKodesh. Omer Reb Yehuda Mashmuel, HaKoreh B'Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim. If somebody wrote Sefer Daniel, and then continued on to Esther, and then on to Ezra. Lo Yotza is not Yotza. Since it's called an Igeres, it has to be independently written. Explains the Gemara Omarova. Lo Omron, Elo Deloi Mechasra Umiyatra Purta. This halacha, that if the Megillah has been written between other Ksuvim, he's not Yotza, is only if the length and size of the Yerios, the pieces of parchment on which the Megillah are written, are identical to those that the other Ksuvim are written. Aval Mechasra or Meyatra Purta, if the length of the Yerios of parchment on which the Megillah is written is either longer or shorter than the others, and therefore it's recognizable that it's an independent Megillah, Leslon bo, he's Yotza. Now the Gemara narrates, Levi bar Shmuel hava kokori kamedir av Yehuda, b'Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim. Levi Bar Shmuel, he used a Megillah like this when he was reading the Megillah in front of Rav Yehuda. Omar Leir, Rav Yehuda said to Levi Bar Shmuel, Hare Omru HaKir B'Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim Lo Yotza. How can he read from such a Megillah? The Chachomim said you're not Yotza. Now the Gemara brings another memory on this Inyan. Omar Abchia Bar Abba Omar Rav Yechanon, HaKir B'Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim Lo Yotza. And after he said this Shmua, Umochu Lo Amoicha. So to speak, they hit this Shmua on the head, meaning that part of this Shmua is not absolute. But Tzibur Shonu, this din, that you're not Yotza, if you read the Megillah, Ksuva Bein HaKsuvim is only when you're reading it, but Tzibur. But a Yochid who's reading it on his own is Yotza. The Gemara is now going to continue with another halacha, also said by Reb Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, and also after he said the halacha, it became clear that it's not valid in all cases. V'omar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, omar Reb Yechanon, Shiur HaTefer, the amount of space that those who sew the pieces of parchment together of a Sefer Torah have to leave between the top of the parchment and the first stitch, and between the last stitch and the lower part of the parchment. Halacha l'moishim misinai. One's not allowed to sew right to the top and right to the bottom. V'mochu lo amoicha. And they argued with them and said that the halacha is right, but it wasn't halacha l'moishim misinai. When the person lifts up the Sefer Torah and holds the two sides of the Sefer Torah apart, if it's going to be sewn right to the top and right to the bottom, he won't feel when he's pulling them too tight apart, and they might tear. However, when there's a little bit of space at the top and the bottom which is not sewn, then he will feel and see when the two pieces of parchment start separating from each other, and before the strings tear, he will loosen up and save the Sefer Torah from tearing. And now the Gemara is going to bring another two halachas. Omer Rabchia bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ilmoli nishtayer b'ma'ora sh'omad bo Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Hashem's covered, Hashem said to him, I'll show you, but you have to hide in a cave, and I'll cover over the entrance of the cave, and then I will reveal myself outside the cave, and then you'll get some feel of my covered. And so too, Eliyahu, he too was inside a cave, and Hashem revealed himself to Eliyahu. Hashem, kivyachol, so to speak, was outside the cave, and Eliyahu was hidden inside the cave. And the Gemara says that if there would have been a gap, a hole in the wall of the cave, k'maloi nekev machad tzitzit, as big as the eye, the hole in a needle that's used to repair tears in material, a tiny hole, lo hayu yochelim lamud mipnei ha'ira. The light, kiviyachol, of the Shechina would have been too much for Moshe Rabbeinu or Eliyahu Hanavi to handle. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ki lo yirani ha'odam v'chai. The second member, Va'omer Rabchia bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'i dechsiv, this day it says in the Pasuk, Va'yitein Hashem Eilai es shnei luchoi so'avonim ksuvim ba'etzba Elohim, Va'aleihem kechol advorim asher diber Hashem imochem bahor mitoicho eish b'yoim hakol. Why does it have to say, kechol hadvorim asher diber Hashem imochem? It should have just said, Va'aleihem, on the luchois is written, Hadvorim asher dibra Hashem imochem, the aseres hadibrois that we heard from Hashem. What's the kechol? Says the Gemara, Melamed she'ereyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem showed Moshe at Sinai all the dikdukei Torah, all the droshois and the ribuim and the miutim and the dikdukei seifrim, all the halachas that the chachomim would learn out from the psukim, all that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and also, Umasha seifrim asidim l'ischadish, everything that the Chachomim are going to be mechadish in Torah, umay nihu, what were the Chachomim mechadish, which was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu? Mikra Megillah. The mitzvah of Megillah that was only became a mitzvah many generations later, but it was all given to Moshe Misinai. Says the Mishnah, Hakoil Ksheirin Likrei says HaMegillah, anybody can read the Megillah and be mitzi those who are listening. Chutz Micheresh, Shoita V'Kotna, Cheresh is somebody who neither speaks nor hears. Shoyte v'kotten, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'kotten, Rabbi Yehuda says that a kotten that's higia l'chinuch from the age of 9 or 10, he can be mitzi other people with Megillah. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who's the Tana that holds that cheresh di eved nami loy, that a cheresh, even if he's reading the Megillah for other people, they are not yotza. Says the Gemara, Rav Masna, Rabbi Yosi, Ditnan akeres ha-shoma, v'lo yishmia l'oznoi yotza. If somebody reads the Shema but does not hear the words that he's saying, he's Yotza. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, lo Yotza. Rabbi Yosi says, if you don't hear the words, you're not Yotza. And in the same way as Rabbi Yosi holds that it's Ma'akav that one hears Kriya Shema, so too regarding Megillah, it's Ma'akav that one hears, and a Cheresh who cannot hear is not Yotza Megillah, even B'dievet. And Tosfos Divrei Maschil Elo says that we can assume that when the Chachomim were Geizer Megillah, they made the Gzeira in a similar fashion to an existing Chiyuv Deiraisa, and the same way as Shema needs to be heard, so too Megillah needs to be heard, and if the person reading Megillah doesn't hear, he's not Yetzer. Asks the Gemara, Umimai de Rabbi Yosihi, who told you that our mission is Rabbi Yosi? V'di Eved Nami Loi, and the intention of our mission is to say that Echeresh, who reads the Megillah for others, he's not Yetzer even B'di Eved. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe our mission goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Ulukat Chilo, hu deloi, and it's only that lekatchila the cheresh should not read the Megillah since he can't hear. Ha b'di'eved shaper domi, but b'di'eved he's yoitza like b'krishma lekatchila. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, one should hear what one is saying, but it's not ma'akev. Says the Gemara, lo yisol kodaitoch. No, that can't be. Diktoni cheresh dumya de shoyta v'katan. The Mishnah mentions cheresh together with shoyta v'katan. Ma shoyta v'katan di eved nami loi. Nobody's going to suggest that a shoyta v'katan, who's might see somebody that they're going to be yoitza, af cheresh di eved nami loi. When it mentions a cheresh, it also means that he's not yoitza even b'di eved. Ask the Gemara. V'dilma ha'kad isa v'ha'kad isa. It's true that we're mentioning cheresh shoyta v'katan together, but maybe each one has its own details. A shoyta v'katan is b'di'eved, and a cheresh is only lekatchila. Answers the Gemara, midik toni sefer. Since in the sefer of the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, that Rabbi Yehuda says that if a katan reads the Megillah, he can be maitzi michlal d'reisha lav Rabbi Yehudi. It's apparent that the reisha of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. So we assume that the reisha is Rabbi Yosi, and cheresh, a shoyta v'katan, the din is all the same, and the apostle even b'di'eved. Ask the Gemara, v'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and in the reisha, when it says that cheresh is posel, maybe it means only lekatchila. Regarding shoyta and katan, in the reisha is taka posel, even b'di'eved. And when it says in the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is machshir b'katan, it's not a contradiction. Utrei gavna katan katanila. We're talking about two different ages of ktanim. V'chisure mechser v'achitongni. We have to assume that the Mishnah meant as follows. Hakil ksheirim likrei says a Megillah. Anyone can read the Megillah. Chutz michere shoyte v'katan. Bamei devorim amurim. When did we say that a katan is completely pasul? B'katan shelo yigia lechinuch. A katan who's younger than the age of 9 or 10. He's not magia lechinuch. And therefore he's posel. Aval katan sheigia lechinuch. If he's old enough that he understands what's going on, afilu lekatchila. Even lekatchila he can read the Megillah. She Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a katan shemagia lechinuch can read the Megillah and even be moitzi others, even lekatchila. Says the Gemara, b'mayu kimta. So what are you suggesting? K'Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, v'di'eved. And even though reading Krishma, if he doesn't hear what he's saying, he's yaitza, it's only b'di'eved, lekatchila, he should hear what he's saying. So says the Gemara, if so, Elohod, it's only this that we learnt in a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Bereder, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, holds that cheresh hamadaber ve'eno shemea, toirim lekatchila. He says that if he can speak, but he cannot hear, he can be toirim trumas and maestros, even lekatchila, even though he doesn't hear the bracha of lehafresh truma. Money, who's it going like? Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the eved in lekatchila loy. Rabbi Yehuda holds that lekatchila one should not say brachas and mitzvahs if one cannot hear them. Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, the eved nami loy. Even if he did it, but the eved, it's also not yetzah because shmias ha'oizen is ma'akev. So when is it true? According to who is it true? This that it says in the braisa that a cheresh can be toirim even lekatchila. So it must be that the braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that somebody who can't hear, even lekatchila, can read the Megillah and say Krishma. And the Mishnah Ba'as that says that hakol ksheirim chutz micheresh shoyta v'katan, it must be Rabbi Yosi. Exactly how Rav Masna explained the Mishnah lekatchila. Asks the Gemara ve'elomai, what are you suggesting, Rabbi Yehuda, ba'afilu lekatchila, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he says, akeres shema v'lo yishmi'a l'ozno yotzo, it means that even lekatchila, and therefore cheresh can be toirim even lekatchila. Elohod Tanya, this that we saw in the braisa, lo yivorich odom birchas hamozoin b'liboy, v'im birich yotzo. You should not say birchas hamozoin in a way that you cannot hear the words. But if you did bench like that, your yaitza b'di'eved. Money, who's it going according to? Loika Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he says that even lekatchila, you don't need to hear. V'loi Rabbi Yosi, and not like Rabbi Yosi says that even b'di'eved you're not yaitza. That's what the Gemara now says. I Rabbi Yehuda afilu lekatchila, Rabbi Yosi afilu di'eved na milay. Answers the Gemara, lo'ilam Rabbi Yehuda. V'afilu lekatchila. Rabbi Yehuda holds that akeres shema v'lo yishmi'a le'oznoi yotzo, it means even lekatchila. And our Mishnah that says that a cheresh should not read the Megillah for others is Rabbi Yosi. And taka it's possible even b'di'eved like Rav Masna said. V'loi kashya. It's not shver the fact that you have some brises that don't seem to conform not with Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yosi. Why? Ha, the Braisa that says that Cheresh can be Torah even Lekatchila Didei. That's Rabbi Yehuda himself who holds that even Lekatchila you don't need to hear. Oh, the Braisa that says that Lekatchila you should bench in a way that you can hear, but B'di'eved Yeyetza, the Rabbi. That Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria holds that Lekatchila you should be Mashmiya Le'oznoi, but B'di'eved it's not Ma'akev. The Tanya, like we saw in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Hakeires Shema Tzorich Shiashmiya Le'oznoi. Lekatchila he should hear what he's saying. Shenemar, as it says, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, and Shema is a tzivui that you should hear. Hashmei Le'oznecha, your ears should hear Ma'ashatom Eitzim Yipicha. Rav Meir says he doesn't have to hear what he's saying, since it says in the pasuk, "Asha noichi mitzavecha hayoim al levovecha, achar kavonas halev hein hein advarim." You don't need to hear what you're saying. The main thing is that the content of Shema is in your heart. Says the Gemara, if you've already got this far, I can be miyashev of those two brises differently. Hashda da'osis la'ochi, if you're ready at this point, that you're saying that one Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda himself and one Braisa is his Rebbe, afilo teimer Rabbi Yehuda karabe svirale. It could be Rabbi Yehuda himself holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and when it says that akeres shema v'lo yishmia l'ozno yotzo, is b'dievet, but l'katchele he should hear what he's saying. And our Mishnah that says that a cheresh should not read the Megillah is only l'katchele. And our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Are you going to ask a shayla that the braisa that says that you can be toyrim even lekatchila, that's not Rabbi Yosi, not Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, v'hoda toni Yehuda bereidu of Shimon ben Pazi, that you can be toyrim even lekatchila, even though you can't hear the bracha. Reb Meir, it's going according to the opinion of Reb Meir, who says that by Shema you don't need to hear what you're saying, and who adin by Truma, he'll say you don't need to hear what you're saying, and therefore cheresh can be toyrim even lekatchila.